Somewhere close by, in the back hallway, one of the still-working smoke detectors went off with a loud and frightening bray. Tammy hurried into the pantry to grab the fire extinguisher in there. "Get the one in the library," she shouted, and Tessa ran to do it without a word of protest. Fire was the one thing they all feared. 5. Gasky Otego, the deputy security chief, was standing in the foyer of Feverill Hall, the dormitory directly behind Damley House, talking with James Cagney. Cagney was a red-haired cantoy who favored Western-style shirts and boots that added 3 inches to his actual 5'5". Both had clipboards and were discussing certain necessary changes in the following week's Damley security. 6 of the guards who'd been assigned to the second shift had come down with what Gangley, the compound doctor, said was a Hume disease called mumps. Sickness was common enough in Thunderclap. It was the air, as everyone knew, and the poisoned leavings of the old people, but it was ever inconvenient. Gangley said they were lucky there had never been an actual plague, like the Black Death or the hot shivers. Beyond them, on the paved court behind Damley House, an early morning basketball game was going on. Several Tahine and Cantoy guards, who would be officially on duty as soon as the horn blew, against a ragtag team of breakers. Gasky watched Joey Rostosovich take a shot from way downtown. Swish! Trampas snared the ball and took it out of bounds, briefly lifting his cap to scratch beneath it. Gasky didn't care much for Trampas, who had an entirely inappropriate liking for the talented animals who were his charges. Closer by, sitting on the dorm steps and also watching the game, was Ted Brodigan. As always, he was sipping at a can of Nozzola.
"Well, fuck it," James Cagney said, speaking in the tones of a man who wants to be finished with a boring discussion. "If you don't mind taking a couple of humies off the fence walk for a day or two..."
"What's Brodigan doing up so early?" Gasky interrupted. "He almost never rolls out until noon. That kid he pals around with is the same way. What's his name?"
"Earnshaw?"
Brodigan also palled around with that half-bright Ruiz, but Ruiz was no kid.